are you?
Terrific. Well, we got Rory on here, so that's...
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, Rory. How are you?
Good.
My partner Mark's here as well.
Okay, we got Mike and Mark.
Yeah.
Mike and Mark. How come you guys aren't on the golf course?
It's 40 degrees.
Okay.
Well, that might be a good reason.
That's the only reason, though, believe me.
Who else? Somebody else just came in. Who's that?
This is Stanley Sacken from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, hey, Stan. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
So far today, I'm having a wonderful time. The spring has sprung in the Northwest.
Yeah, and the birds are singing and flowers are up.
And it's 40 degrees in Michigan. So.
Yeah, there we go.
What's wrong with that picture? Well, anyway, guys.
In Michigan, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, we got Mike and Mark from Holland, Michigan, and Rory's here from Vancouver, and I'm just playing technician today. So,
well, that's good, Rory. It's nice to have you leading us today.
Yeah. So tell me what you guys are up to, and what kind of marketing and things are you doing in your restaurants?
You've got it for the next hour or so, guys. Have at it.
Well, for the most part, the marketing that we're doing in Atlanta, Georgia, is neighborhood marketing.
Okay. What kind of stuff?
And the kinds of things that we're doing some coupons, two-for-ones and things of that nature. We're doing a lot of charities in terms of donating free meals for silent auctions and that type of thing.
Okay.
And we do regular trips to the local fire stations and police departments. We feed all officers for free, not even 50%, but if a police officer comes in, we feed them for free. We have a hamburger malt shop type operation.
Okay.
And so our average ticket is not so high. We're not giving away filet mignons.
Right. Okay.
And we also have a frequent diner program where people buy a frequent diner card for $5 a year, entitles them to a 15% discount. And we have about 1,000 of those out in our local area.
Okay. And kind of price point. Do people dine in? Do they take out? When you say a hamburger malt stop, do they take out? They just...
Yeah, about 40% of our business is takeout.
40% takeout.
Yeah, this is a Johnny Rockets is kind of a retro's 50s.
Oh, did he say Johnny Rockets? Okay.
I don't think he did, but that's the
No, operation. I didn't. I should have.
Okay.
The thing that's been perplexing me lately, which isn't really related to marketing, except that it is, I guess, is that lately 70% of our patrons pay with credit cards.
And you don't like that, or something?
Well, I mean, I just like to know if that's a trend, how I can utilize that as a marketing tool to get more.
Well, okay, first of all, so that's what you're doing now. Are you happy with what you're doing now? You're looking to increase it? Tell me... Like, are these things giving you the results?
I really want to increase the top line.
Okay, so you want to increase your sales, and you want some simple things that you can do, and you just explain to me what you're doing now.
Right.
Okay.
Am I cutting in? Hello?
I'm not sure. I was just going to answer his question here. I think he's got a question.
Is this the Marvin Rory Fat Restaurant Marketing System
call? Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I was on the right line.
You can sit here for 20 minutes and find out we're talking about Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Pink Cadillacs. So, Sam, what? It's Sam, right?
No.
Stanley.
Okay.
Stanley.
Sorry, Stanley. Are you collecting any names from your existing customers now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. How big is your list?
We have a list of about 2,000.
Okay, and what do you do with those names now?
Well, we're collecting names and email addresses.
Okay, good. Do you have birthdays, too?
No, I haven't done that, but that's a good idea.
It's probably one of your easiest, most successful promotions you can do, inviting people back for their birthday. I've got members getting anywhere from 40 to 60% response on a simple, strong offer inviting people to come back for their birthday, and people usually bring several people with them, so it's quite a profitable thing. I would recommend doing that right away. I'd also recommend having a bounce back offer for people that come in, thanking them for coming in and inviting them back within the next couple weeks. Keep it nice and tight, like a three week window to get them to come back in. That's working
good.
Very, very well. In fact,
if
you want to keep it simple, just have a little postcard pre-printed. People come in, just have your server address it, toss it in the mail the next day, thanking them, giving them some special offer. It could be something small like an appetizer or whatever. That's working pretty well consistently. And whatever you can do this by email, of course, saves you more money. So if you can do it by email because you have their email address, even better. If you don't have their birthday, you could try an unbirthday or pretend it's their birthday, and they'll probably come in anyway and tell you when their birthday is, which means you'll get the birthday.
Good idea.
What else is easy to do? To try and capture more addresses, more email addresses. How are you capturing the names and addresses now?
A little cards of the service pass out.
Okay, so how many new ones would you be capturing in a week?
Oh, maybe 150.
So, is that, I don't know, is that a good percentage? Is that like a low percentage of the people that are coming through, or?
I think we have most of them already, so.
So you're doing a good
job. It's just the new ones that we give them to.
Okay. Well, I mean, if someone comes in and they're regular, you still should send them a thank you. That'll get them back in more often.
Okay.
That's something.
All right, that's a good point.
You can do some simple restaurant survey. Works quite well. You can use it in the community newspaper or money mailer, that kind of thing, as a blind ad that captures people's addresses and names if they submit, if they mail or fax it back to you. That would do it. That helps capture names and addresses. Now, those may not be your customers, but they're people that eat, and you want to make it so that it's not from you. It's just a restaurant survey to a P.O. box or whatever. Then you mail them all a certificate. Okay?
That sounds good. I appreciate that.
That should keep you busy for a bit.
Okay. I'm working on it.
Okie-do.
Let me just...
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bill's got something to chime in on.
Yeah, let me just sort of take some quick attendance, because I know we've got a couple... come on the line. Who else is out there? Mike and Mark are here from Holland, and who else?
This is Jack.
Oh, Jack Wells?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Hi, buddy.
Hi, how are you, Bill?
Hi, Jack.
Jack Welch, Growth Restaurants.
Good, thank you.
Basking
I listened to your tape. I think Bill interviewed you not too long ago, didn't he?
Nope.
Not Jack. We've been talking about that for probably 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
I've been dodging it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to start something.
Oh, okay. And who else?
Jeff Muller.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jeff.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
more questions.
Mike, Mark, what do you got? You were on here early, so
we're just at a point where we've assembled a team of you know, kind of volunteers from our staff. We've named it the Seymour Butts Walk because we want to see more butts walk through the door.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's great. We're really taken by how and I know Bill will slap me for saying this, but. Just how creative the people that work for us are. I mean, they're just dynamite. And anyway, we've started that, and we're at a point where we want to get to the direct mail end of things. We did a couple of, the girls came up with a real cute idea for Christmas. We had these Christmas trees, and we weren't sure. We wanted to decorate them a different way, and one of the girls said, you know, let's come up with an ornament. The name of our restaurant is Crazy Horse, so we've got our logo is actually a picture of a crazy, kind of a goofy-looking horse.
Okay.
Horseshoe going around his head, and the girl said, let's take a make copies of that, and we'll make it like an ornament, and on the back of it, we'll give it to kids, and they can color it, and then when they're done coloring it, they'll hang it on the Christmas tree. On the back of that, we put their name, address, birthday, and we sent them one card directly to the kids that said, thanks for helping us decorate our Christmas tree. Come back in for a free kid meal, you know, which is you got about a buck in. And we got, you know, I think we did 350 of them. I'll bet we probably got 300 of them back. We've actually got hard numbers at the restaurant. I don't have them with me. And then we started this kid birthday club. And so we're just getting started in this. And our question to Rory is, and this is obviously a dumb question, I guess, but what's the best way to acquire names from our guests? Is there a, you know, a tried and true system?
Well, what's working the best? I mean, there's a couple. I'll give you three. First of all, I'd say comment cards. And when I say a comment card, people put comment card on the top, and we want your comments. I don't really mean that because...
Well, you'll let me interrupt for a second. You're going to... You kick us because we started comment cards about 5 years ago.
Yes.
We've probably got 2,000 of them in boxes, but we've never taken, and it didn't dawn on us until about 2 weeks ago that was a perfect opportunity for us to get to build a database.
Well, yeah, get the boxes, get a case cutter and open them and enter them in the spreadsheet.
Do you think it's not too late if they're 3 years old? It's like, it's a worst case scenario, they're not going to use it, right?
It's probably better than any other list you got.
Yeah, that
would I would test it as cheaply as I could. You might want to test 500 first and do a cheap postcard with a real strong offer.
Okay.
And make sure it's first class so that they come back to you if the addresses are incorrect, and then you'll know.
Gotcha.
So don't mail all of them at once, but test 500. And make sure it's a good strong offer. You don't want to say, well, I wish I would have, you know, did a better offer or something like that afterwards, because then you've wasted all of your time and effort and postage and everything.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit too, Rory?
About the offer?
Yeah, strong offers, and because I think your approach to it is a little bit different than a lot of people.
Okay, well, yeah, let's talk about that then. What I mean by a strong offer, first of all, I find people get quite emotional about this, and the thing that everybody needs to understand is that marketing is all about math and human psychology, but not yours, your customers. And some people get quite a bit, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that. Ultimately, all that matters is, at the end of the day, how much money can you put in the bank? So all we care about is the numbers. So what we've found is if you give them a good, strong offer on something like that, I'd even make it a free dinner, no strings attached, and it sounds outrageous, and it is, but here's what you can expect. If you give someone a free dinner, no strings attached, you can usually expect 2.3 people to come, and depending on, I don't know what the price, what's your average ticket there?
Dinner about 14, lunch about 8:50.
Okay, and do you serve alcohol? I'm guessing that you should get an average over and above the free dinner of somewhere between 25 and 30 bucks, maybe as high as 35 bucks, cash spent after the free dinner, because people spend more. And now, the big difference here is that your response rate is going to go up a lot more with a strong offer than with the weak offer, and people will spend more. And once you got them into your database, then you can experiment with other offers and a newsletter and email and all that other kind of stuff. But especially your old list, I'd recommend something like that. And like I said, test it small. You don't have to mail 5,000. Test 100. If you're real uncomfortable with this, test 100. And simple postcard with your restaurant, strong offer, big headline across the top, free dinner, no strings attached. And then you know, directions how to get there, and make sure you have a good strong expiry date so that they know when it expires, that it's gone forever, and mail it out. So does that answer that part?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you were talking about the comment cards.
Right.
When I talk about a comment card, I don't mean put comment card at the top. What you need to do is put something really strong at the top, like enter to win our free dinner for two valued at $100, or enter to win $50 in gift certificates. Actually, even better, free $50 gift certificates, and then that's your headline. And then down below, fill out the, you know, closed information. And in appreciation, we'll enter you into a weekly or monthly draw that you'll win X. So you got to grab their attention on the thing first, and comment card doesn't grab their attention. Comment card is boring.
Yeah.
And then make it real simple. With, you know, just because you don't really care that much, you need like two questions. What did you like about us, and what would you like to see improved? Really, that's what it boils down to. Having a bunch of tick boxes and stuff that you're not going to do anything about is kind of irrelevant, and if it fits into one of these two classifications, it's going to be important to them, because the other stuff isn't important. If they take the time to write about it, it's important to them. And then just as much information as you can get, name, address, fax number, email, and boom, then you got it. It's probably not even a bad idea to bonus your servers for these things, because the value of your list is actually the most valuable asset over anything you own, including your restaurant. I've had people with their restaurants burn almost to the ground, and the only thing they've had is their customer list, and they're back in business. Anything else can be replaced except your customers.
Rory, this card, should it be handed to the customer, or just laying on the table, or at the hostess stand?
It's better if your server gives it to them. It's better if your server hands it to them with the bill. You can have some on the table, too. You won't get as many filled out. There's other ways of getting these names. Contests work. I've had people raise a ton of names just by, you know, guess the weight of a pumpkin contest. Another person has the Academy Award contest. You know, guess who won the Academy Award, all of which you don't care about except their name and address.
And you don't need to necessarily ask permission to use their name. You know what I'm saying?
To mail to them? No, they'll tell you if they're unhappy. But, I mean, down below you say this is, you know, as a benefit to them filling out. In addition to entering in for the draw, you're going to be part of our VIP club, and you're going to get free gifts on your birthday and notification of special events or whatever. So you can put that on there, but you don't need, you know, that's telling them that you're going to do that.
Okay.
Just make sure you do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, even if they don't win, send them something. Send them a thank you card for filling it out. Good news, bad news. The good news, the bad news is you didn't win $100, but the good news is you want a free appetizer. If you come in with the next 3 weeks, then only appetizer costs you, I don't know, $1.50, and you're going to get them back in.
Is that the point where you want to try to get their birthday and their email, too?
You want to get their birthday and email anytime you can get it. So, yes, you want to put it on the what I'm calling the comment card down the bottom.
Okay.
Make sense?
Got it.
So any of those three methods that I just mentioned are great ways to capture the email or names, you know, Fishbowl works too, taking it off checks. Someone mentioned credit cards. I mean, you can go to American Express. Other credit card companies may do it as well, and just ask them for a list. American Express is quite good about that, if you take American Express.
Well, hit the three again. You got the comment cards I missed.
Okay, the comment card, I gave you a contest.
Yep, okay.
Or a draw.
Contest, okay.
Yeah, and I gave you a couple examples with the Academy Award deal.
Right.
You know, guess the weight of a pumpkin or whatever. I mean, there's 100 variations of that. A simple fishbowl. You could also do some restaurants take checks. If you take checks, you certainly should be copping down addresses off them.
But you also want to make sure you get permission.
Permission to what?
To contact them, don't you? I mean, you have the names, but...
Well, if someone fills out a comment card with their name and address,
yeah,
and on the comment card it says that they're that you're going to, you know, mail them free gift and notification.
Yeah, as long as it's on the card. I think that's the, you know, my point with that is you can't blindside them with it.
With a piece of mail?
No, but I mean that they know that, that they to expect something from you. I just find people getting real, real sensitive to.
Well, let me say this. First of all, you can buy anyone's name and address. Privacy is dead in anywhere in North America. So you can buy people's names, and if they give you their name, then that is even more further down the road. And here's the other thing I'll say about that, and I may offend some people, but I do it all the time. So if you're not offending anyone, then you're not being aggressive enough.
I try hard enough, yeah.
What is it? Kennedy says,
I agree with that one.
If you haven't offended someone by noon, you're not doing it.
Get busy.
Now, you don't have to agree with me, but, you know, that's, I don't think you can be in business and successful and grow without offending anyone. And they say they don't want any mail from you, you take them off the mailing list and apologize. I mean, if you sold the list to someone else, then I agree with Bill, then you, maybe you're pushing the envelope.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
If they're filling something out that says it at the bottom, they're not going to, yeah, they're not going to be blindsided by it.
Yeah.
You know, what we did was we would collect addresses by using caller ID and doing reverse phone lookup. Every day we'd take down 20 or 30 phone numbers of incoming calls and put somebody in the office once a week looking up the addresses. So I don't know. I've never had anybody really.
And I think that's brilliant, by the way, whoever just said that.
I've heard it. Somebody told me that about a month ago, and it's an awesome idea.
Have the bus people just make record of it, take it off the caller ID, and then, you know, every so often we catch up on it.
Who said that?
It's Peter Troutman from Scargo Cafe.
Peter, that's great. Good idea.
I thought I recognized that voice. Yeah. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
I've never had anybody offended, you know, that they were on our list, especially with U.S. Mail. We on our drawing entry cards or comment cards, we make a note that you will be contacted by U.S. Mail, so that they're sure to give you a correct mailing address. In our area, some people have P.O. boxes and that kind of thing, so you want to make sure you get a deliverable address.
Yeah, and I think mail is infinitely safer. I don't know, for some reason people don't seem to have more problem with stuff that arrives email.
Email, you're right, is more sensitive. People are getting, I get 100 a day or some ridiculous number, and I try and hide. okay, who's next? Did I answer those questions?
Who's on? Jack, you got anything in particular?
No, I'm just listening to catch some good ideas here.
Okay.
I like the Academy Award contest ideas.
That works very well, by the way.
We just did we're doing a new location, and this is the third time we've done this, where we ask our guests to help us name it, and we get, you know, a lot of addresses and emails, and boy, email marketing has become a super way to market. Bill learned that years ago, but we're pretty pleased by that.
And as long as people, because we just talked about this at the boot camp, and one person was all worried about offending his customers by email, and he's found out that they like to hear from him every 10 days, 7 to 10
yeah.
days by email. Like to.
Rory, how often, once you've set up a list, how often do you do an offer? Is there any rule of thumb for that?
Well, they've done surveys, and generally 21 days is what they found that your customers want to hear from you in some manner or the other. I have people communicating 3 to 4 times a month using a variety of different media, like voice broadcast or email or a newsletter or a postcard. So they might be hitting their customer 3 and 4 times a month. But that might be not all their customers. So certainly every 21 days or better, but a minimum of every 21 days is what the surveys say. So let's put it this way. Most people under-communicate with their customers. We all do.
Yeah, we're not at all.
Yeah. And unless you're getting some people complaining, you're far away. Our ability of our customers to consume is far greater than our ability to provide the services. And they're eating 21 meals a week, and you're getting maybe a couple and they're eating out other places too. So, you know, the more you communicate with them, the more you're top of mind, the more likely you're going to get.
Rory, can we jump ahead?
Sure.
And maybe you can tell us about your program, because we've seen your ads and we've mailed for your information packets, and so we're really curious about you and what you do.
Okay. Am I real and all that kind of stuff? So that's like an invitation to pitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's what that was.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
Okay, so we have about 2,500 members, all of which the people that are doing the kinds of things that we're showing them, our program has specific examples of all the things that we're talking about that you can actually copy, swipe, just put your restaurant name in, and off it goes in the mail, or, you know, comment cards, postcards, emails, all that kind of stuff. Bill was just speaking at my boot camp this weekend, and, you know, pretty consistently I've got people that are up, you know, $30,000 a month, $130,000 a month in sales, and anywhere in between by just cutting out all the image advertising that they can't measure and only using direct marketing. These are things that, you know, if you can't measure it, I say don't do it. That's basically my philosophy. And all different types, we deal with email and voice broadcast, and everything that we say and sell is 100% guaranteed. For some reason, in fact, we have a $10,000 guarantee. If you don't make $10,000 in bottom line profit after having our program and you've got up the whole year, you send it back and we'll give them your money back. So we stand behind it. It does work. It's simple. I don't know what else I can tell you. It works.
You help restaurants set up and establish direct mailing lists then? Programs?
Yes, and with our program you do get consultations, so you can fax in or call in and talk with me directly about how you set it up. In our program it describes it very, very specifically. We have a what we call a quick start guide, which gives you the couple things that you can get going on right away that are simple. Kind of walks you through step by step, and there's proven examples. Actually, we just updated it, so it's got the best ads. Everything that we've got are all included in there. There's audio cassettes that kind of walk you through it, so if you're driving to and from the restaurant, you can listen to the things as well. Like I say, includes consultations. So if you've got any questions, we're happy to answer them. We're here for you.
Rory, tell me, is it an all-or-nothing situation? In other words, are you either a client or not? You sell it as a total program?
We don't really... technically, if someone called and said, I wanted to buy this, we could sell it, but it's... If you look at the price points, it just doesn't make sense to do that, because you get all these other bonuses like the free consultations and all these other things if you buy it as a package. And then there's other things that you know, our program, we have ongoing communication. We have a newsletter and all that kind of stuff, Tape of the Month series, that if you want to continue, you can, but you don't have to.
And what's the cost again, Rory?
We have three different programs. Our basic package is $697. Our deluxe, our gold package, is $897, and our platinum package is $1,497.
A year?
No, sorry, that's total.
For a period of time, or
that? No, that's forever. And then the newsletter is $42.99 a month, and it includes a tape, a monthly tape, and it also includes a pre-written newsletter for you that comes on disc that all you have to do is type your restaurant name in and you can give it to your customers. So it comes with all the content that you would need for your restaurant's newsletter. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we try and make more and more of the things that we have turnkey, because all our customers are busy and they want us to do as much of the work for them so that they're just typing in their restaurant name and ready to go.
Yeah, I think there's a point here that, let me just underscore that. It was, I know a number of you on the call were at the Super Summit. If you remember, Molly Hancock was talking about return on management and, you know, what's the return on your time? And I don't know that given some time, a lot of time and a lot of trial and error, you probably would come up with something fairly similar to this, but who's got the time to do it? You know, and if it's already been done and it's already proven and it can save you a ton of time, particularly if you're taking money that was being spent in image advertising and put it into something that's more effective.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, we've been doing basically what Rory's talking about, and I have 12,000 really good deliverable CAS certified people that I do not write to that I should on a regular basis.
Yeah, so
you have 12,000 people in a database?
Yep, we're doing birthdays and anniversaries currently, but I'd like to do a newsletter and, you know, start working on the off season more.
I mean, anything that makes it easier, you know, tends to get it done. And if it gets done, you get some benefit. If it doesn't get done, it's just another good idea.
I guess the hard thing is that image building thing. You know, Rory, quite honestly, I was very impressed when I saw you at the Super Summit and the whole Giorgio thing that we, you know, we sort of bantered around with. My only concern would be that your down-home sort of letters and that kind of thing would not be in keeping with the image I'm trying to portray.
Well, I can tell you this, that I have some pretty fancy high-end dining places, and they were actually there at the boot camp as we broke off into groups on the last day, and we probably had 15 or 20 and in that area. And I'll tell you this, that actually to find dining is the easiest segment to make work because you got the highest transaction value.
Yep.
The people that are in the fine dining, I find, like I had one guy in Mississippi, Parker House, he did one mailing, generated $42,000 in sales to a cold list. I can tell you it works. I'd say that what you're talking about, I can give you an example. Let me tell you a story about this because it kind of brings to light. Do you know who Lee Iacocca is?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. Lee Iacocca, President Chrysler and all that. Anyway, Dan Kennedy tells his story about one time he was doing some consulting. They were working on an infomercial. They were at his place, I believe it's in Palm Desert or somewhere around there, and they didn't have any food, so they had to go out and get something to eat. And so they all pile in the car, there's six of them or whatever, and off they go to the nearest pizza place, and they go in, and it's the pizza buffet, and out comes a coupon that Lee has in his pocket for this pizza buffet. And it just goes to show you that doesn't matter how much people have, how fancy they are, how much money they have, they still respond, they're humans, and they still respond to offers just like everybody else. And, you know, if you want to put it on glossy paper and all that kind of stuff, you can. I've got results say that I could kick the butt with a plain white piece of paper and black ink on most fancy color stock 9 times out of 10. In fact, I've never seen fancy offers and, you know, releases and all that kind of stuff outproduce just a simple, well-worded letter. So if you believe that, you're entitled to. It's your restaurant, but I can tell you there's no results that support your position.
Okay.
And here's the answer. Test it. Test 100. Test 500, something you feel comfortable with, and then just look at the numbers. In fact, we were talking about this at the boot camp. I don't know if you were there, Bill. Someone had sent out an email, and they just had set out the first time they had sent out an email and went out to, I don't know, 100 people, generated $2,000 in sales or whatever, and she was so ecstatic about this. And anyway, she gets an email back from someone that said it was who was a marketing expert and said that it was horrible and she didn't know what she was doing and on and on and on and on. And bottom line was, this guy didn't know what he was talking about because she sent out a simple email and it generated $2,000 worth of sales. It doesn't matter And he's probably came in.
Yeah.
So all that matters is numbers, and fine dining, this works fine on.
Rory, another question.
Yes.
We're interested in a frequent diner program.
Yes.
We feel strongly about rewarding customers who are already giving us business.
Good for you.
Can you talk about that?
I highly agree with you. When you're asking me, like, what are you talking about? Like, what specifically are you asking me about? Is it a good idea, or what should it be, or how should it be done? Or
question number 2 and 3 that you just said.
What should it be, and how should it be done?
Yeah.
Well, I've got people that are having very good results with something simple that's just a punch card, and you punch 10 and your 11th is free. That works. That's simple. A lot of people are moving to these loyalty cards now, which I think are great.
We did an interview with that Jolene on the smart cards.
Right. And then and if you want to get into that, there's really two types of loyalty cards. There's, like Bill said, there's the smart card, which has the chip embedded in it. And so those tend to be a little more expensive, a couple bucks a card, because they have the chip in them. Or the other kind are the kinds that you actually swipe and it sends the information to an offsite or internet-based database that stores all the information, and you can store points or whatever, and after 100 points or $100 are charged, then you either get a certificate, or they can store them up and redeem them for either food, or if you want to give them other prizes, if you want to do that. All of these are good. No one's really emerged in my mind to be the only supplier of that kind of thing. It seems to be a fast emerging technology, and people are buying each other out, so you're going to kind of have to be careful as to who you choose. But that kind of system is great in that it's simple for the customer. I like the kind you can just put on your keychain. It's not very big, and so it's not another card in your wallet. I've found that people using like a 10%, after $100 you get a $10 certificate, either kicks it out automatically or mails it to you or gives you on some manner on the card. You can structure these things differently. I like the idea of nailing the cards initially to the people, because that gets them to come back in. I like selling them versus giving them to them. Even if they only pay $5 for it and you load it with $20 worth of points or something, it's better if you can sell it, because then it has value.
Absolutely.
What else? Does that answer your question?
Does your program offer anything similar?
I don't specifically get into that yet, because I haven't found someone that I would wholeheartedly endorse and say this company is the best out there. Some people are using their own POS system and they can get a card through that. Some people have gone standalone services. One thing I would recommend is that you should always have a separate credit card processing ability from, because sometimes I don't know if you've ever run into this, but when someone's got all their things tied up in their POS and the line is down and they can't process a credit card transaction or any transaction, and they tell all their customers go get cash, I think that's insane. You need some sort of backup so that if your line's down, you can manually process something or take a credit card and something.
Be allowed to do dishes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Actually, this just happened to someone not too long ago, and they were, you might as well have closed, it was a store, retail store, you might as well have closed down.
Oh, yeah.
And in the meantime, they had someone on staff telling people that they had to go to the, go get an advance on their card or money cash if they wanted to buy stuff. So they end up infuriating their customers. Anyway, that's an aside. I digress. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Good. That's a great idea. I highly recommend it. I think I forget the stats. I see somewhere around, anyway, several times more value easier to get business out of your existing customer than going out to get a new customer. and it tends to be our natural psychological desire to go out and want to get a new customer. It seems more fun, but your existing customers are far more profitable and easier to get come back once than it is to go out and get a new customer.
So, Rory, not to sound stupid, but I'm still not totally clear on what your program is totally. You essentially give people turnkey mailing packages or letters that they can send out to people, customized?
Yes. Yeah, it includes all that. There's 129 marketing strategies of things that you can use in your restaurant. So there is...
They're all different kinds? Are they all based on mailings? Are they?
No. There's all different kinds. But everything that I recommend is what I call direct response. So in other words, it has to be measurable. And then the examples that we have are things that you could implement immediately in your restaurant so that you could, for instance, it'd be samples of postcards and newsletters, sales letters that you could take and copy and mail right away. And as far as, you know, from name capture to birthday cards to any of that kind of stuff, we have samples of all of it. And it's not really that complicated. What you want to do is just pick one or two things. I've got people that, you know, a lot of the results they're getting are from like two strategies, and that's all they do, which is fine. But we've got more in there so that if people, because there's different types of restaurants, but the quick start guide goes over that, you know, so that you can concentrate exactly on a couple of the can't lose strategies and get them going right away. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And if you want to talk offline or call our office, I'd be happy to do so. Unless other people have more questions too.
What do you recommend for the database, Rory, as far as the? Yeah, I'm assuming that you've got recommendations in your package as far as. I mean, do you use?
What database do I recommend?
Yeah.
If you're just getting going, I mean, you can do something simple in a spreadsheet so that you don't have to spend any money. I mean, name, address, zip code. If once you start getting fancier and you've got 10,000 records and you want to start querying it by different methods, what I do recommend is a database that is that you can hire a programmer, and it's not proprietary software is what I'm saying. I myself use Access. A lot of my members use Access, and then, you know, they find someone locally that, you know, can tweak it, do whatever they need to do. Access is just the engine. I'm not sure how computer literate you are. Access is a Microsoft product that is just the engine, and then you have the application written in Access, where it's called Visual Basic. A lot of people are going, you know, if you want to find someone local, if you're looking for a programmer, you can go to like itmoonlighting.com, and they have lists of people that do all this kind of stuff. But there's not an off-the-shelf thing, if that's what you're asking for,
okay,
that I know of that I'd recommend to you.
Okay, thanks.
Other questions?
Do you have a website?
Yes, www.roryfatt.com, R-O-R-Y-F like Frank, A-T-T.com.
Now, Rory, is most of the stuff you do for hospitality and or, you know, hotels, restaurants, or do you market for all sorts of stuff?
Mainly restaurants. Yeah, I know I don't get into other industries. We have a few members that have hotels and a few members that have, say, bowling centers attached to a restaurant,
okay. But
mainly restaurants, and most of my members are all independents. I don't really do much work with chains. They don't like me.
God bless you.
I'd go so far as to say they hate me.
were you a restaurateur at one point as well?
I've had a food number of food businesses,
okay.
And that's where I kind of learned all this.
Gotcha. Out of necessity,
so I didn't hear the last part of what you said, but
I said out of necessity. I'll assume.
Yes.
That's how you learned it.
Yes, actually. Well, I have a marketing degree, but that didn't teach me anything about running a business or, for that matter, marketing, because what they teach you in university is image advertising, which is what we all kind of default to, because here comes the ad rep, you're busy running your restaurant, you want to get your sales up a little bit, so you know you need to do some marketing, but in walks this ad rep, and they convince you that you need Yellow Pages or Valpak or something. And
that's what they're cute.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, and they're not stupid, are they? They just send the cute ones. But, and so, you know, you give it a try, but the thing is they're selling space, and what we want is results. And that's the frustration that I had, is that I was buying something that that they weren't providing. And so it wasn't until I figured that out that I started to realize that it was what I put on those things, and what they were just selling was space that mattered. And all they care about is, you know, if you talk to someone from the Yellow Pages, is, you know, they want four up on a page so that they're all the same size, and so they take your logo and they put that up there, and they put your name of your restaurant, and they put it, you know, that you take Visa and MasterCard, and then they move to the next one, and they figure they've done their job. But the reality is that doesn't, that's, well, we call that marketing incest. You know, you're just the same as everyone else, and you're not going to get any different results than anyone else. And the only way you're going to get different results is by doing something different with a different message and standing out. And if you look at the successful restaurants or any business people, that they're always the, you know, the top 5%, and they're not doing the same as everyone, doing the same things as everyone else. What do we call that? A definition of insanity, continuing to do the same thing and expecting different results. We've all kind of done it. And I went through the pain, and I bet, I don't know, last I checked, it was probably $100,000 that I did before I kind of figured this out in advertising, and was deeply in debt, taking money from one credit card to pay the other credit card, minimum payment, and was like over $40,000 in debt. And sometimes you have to have your back up against the wall before you figure this kind of stuff out, and that's what happened. Me, anyway. I just, one person asked me, and another person asked me, and hence that's how my business kind of started.
What else we got? We've got a couple of minutes left here before we've got to get the line back. Anybody else have a question for Rory that we haven't heard yet?
I promise I won't bite.
As far as email marketing?
Sure. Do you have a question about email marketing?
Yeah. Is it, with so many people getting so much junk mail now, are we just adding to their frustration?
It just means that you have to get through the clutter. The battle is tougher, tougher than it ever has been. But the same rules apply. You have a subject line. That's your headline. So that headline has to be strong enough and compelling enough that makes someone want to open that. Just like most people open their junk mail over the, or their mail in general over the garbage can. And so they're sorting it, you know. Call it A pile, B pile. A pile is, you know, everyone that they want to deal with or talk to or have to deal with. And you know, the B pile is everyone else. You don't want to be in the B pile in email or mail or any of your communications. You want to be in the A pile. And that's the things that we talk about. You know, what are the things that you need to do to make sure that you're in the A pile? So you need to have a real strong subject line in there. And who it's from is another thing. A lot of times people just put their email address in there, and sometimes that doesn't really mean to the person who's getting it who it is. And, you know, it's a lot better to have your restaurant name in there than your email address, and all of that can be set up very easily based on the email program that you're using. Does that kind of make sense? If it says 123AOL.com and that's who it's from, that's not a compelling reason to open it.
You made perfect sense.
A lot of times restaurant owners, myself included, that people think that, you know, everybody wants to talk to them or they know who the owner is, and the reality of it is they want to have a sense of belonging and they want to have a relationship with a restaurant, but I don't know, I don't think it's important for them to have that relationship necessarily with the owner. They have to have it with someone, and as long as they have know that it's coming from a certain restaurant. Now, if you happen to know every one of your customers and that's your competitive advantage and they know you by name, or it's Joe Bob's Diner and you're Joe Bob, well, then Joe Bob's fine, I guess.
Thank you.
No problem.
Rory, do you have any real compelling email programs that you would cite as examples of what you'd recommend?
That you can use? For a simple text one, I just use, and I don't think that this is the best one, but it's one I've used, is called, Bill, you use Constant Contact, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
I do.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
I mean ad campaigns, program, meaning what type of email campaigns? I probably shouldn't have said programs, I meant.
Oh, so like what would be a good strong offer or headline?
Or headline, but just give me an example of what you'd...
We spoke...
Stay away from free or cheap ink replacement cartridges.
Yeah,
and penile enlargement.
Oh, and what is the person from, what is it, Nigeria or Laos or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Send me your bank account number.
Yeah. are they making money doing that?
Well, they're still doing it, so it's got to be working. Can't believe that people.
All
would be,
numbers, like you said, I guess.
Yeah. 10 million. If you send 10 million, all you need is one, I guess. Right. Here's one that. And the more personalized you can make it, the better. So, like, if you could put, it works better if you can have their first name in the headline. So, for instance, Mike, comma, or Rory, comma. Immediately, I know it's not junk mail because you know who I am, right? So that's kind of like the first step up over anyone else. And we had a couple examples at the boot camp. One guy was comparing himself to Michael Jordan. It was quite funny. He had his name and then compared to Michael Jordan. And so he went through, like, Michael Jordan's tall and bald. He was, short and fat. And then he just went into, and by the way, this Tuesday's our special pizza night. And, it was all text-based. It wasn't fancy graphics or anything. And just bring this offer in. And... because it just kind of was unique and compelling and personalized. And see, that's something that the chains can never do, create a personal relationship with people. And
it's only competitive advantage at this point.
It is, and we should use it. We should use it. We should dwell on it. Does that help?
Yeah.
Simple thing. You got linking it to a current event, the Super Bowl or, Final Four or, giving you a reason to have them come in. You got a new menu item. You have, a package that you're putting together, a romance package or, something like that. It should always, whatever you do, should always have an offer so that you've got something to measure. You bring this in and you get whatever.
Well, and that's doing what Rory's talking about is what a lot of you know Max Hitchens, and it's what Max calls slipstream marketing. So if you do something that's tied into the Final Four, all of this advertising that they're doing about the Final Four helps keep your program in their minds. So somebody else is paying for a lot of media, and you can just sort of grab on the back of it and use that to create some legitimacy for your own thing. Y'all still there?
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay, suddenly everything went dead.
Yep.
We've been having some interesting electrical challenges here.
So speaking of which, I should have something for your members here. So if so that if anyone wants to take advantage of any of these things, because I have to follow my own advice. If you mention you're one of Build members and you were on this call, when you place your order, we'll give you $100 off any one of our packages. How's that?
Beautiful.
There's a deal.
So, Rory, again, the price is a one-time fee to join this?
Yes, and then we have an ongoing newsletter. You get free for 60 days, and then after that, you can continue or cancel it at your option. You get notified of that time, and it's and that ongoing is $42.99, and that's for a newsletter, an audio tape that I do every month, and a pre-written newsletter that you can use to send out to your existing customers.
What type of things are dealt with on the audio tapes?
Marketing. We deal...
Restaurant marketing.
Yeah. Like, actually, not too long ago, we did one with Bill. And, marketing, sometimes press releases, anything, not always marketing, business building, restaurant business building topics.
I can't right now. I'm on a conference call.
Any other questions? I should put an expiry date on that.
Yeah, there
offer.
You go. pitch urgency, right?
Yeah.
Rory, thank you very much. It was great talking with you today. I will give it some great consideration.
Sure.
I'm assuming you got 30 days?
Let's make it 21. That's what
there
I say.
There you go.
April 21st, 2003, because then it's on the tape, too.
All right.
Okay?
Perfect.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
It's very good, and you guys sound like you're doing some great stuff already, so that's good to hear.
Thank you, Rory.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate your time, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.